You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, look at this, all fixed up.
Testing.
All fixed up.
Testing.
How do you sound?
Testing.
Well, we haven't done a podcast.
Coronavirus.
Oh, I just text Dr. Steve about it.
Why, do you think you have it?
Yeah, he goes, well, if you don't have a fever, you don't have it, and I don't have a fever. I have actually below a fever.
Is that why
fever.
You keep touching your forehead? Because you check in for a fever? You're weird. Like,
but I have
the guy
below
at work, too, who constantly thinks he has coronavirus. It's like, it's some weird, like, even if you have it, you don't have to die. You know that, right?
You don't have to. Well, it's like, not your choice.
No, but I'm saying it's like, I know, but it's like, it's not like, oh, you get coronavirus and you die. You can survive coronavirus.
Yeah, but you don't know how.
I mean, listen, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, there's got to be medicine.
I'm just saying, you're going to get it. It's like, why spend time being anxious and having anxiety about
it? But if you get it, you want to treat it. You know, you don't want to walk around giving it to people. Well, I mean, I don't have it. I went to the doctor.
I guess we have different. I just think it's not my path. I'm not getting it.
I went to the doctor when I...
100,000 cases, though.
When I, in January, and I said to the doctor, I go, I feel horrible ever since I got back from China. And her eyes lit up. But she checked me then. And I didn't have it in January.
Is that how long it's been around?
It's been around forever. It just came out. But if you're a comic and you get it, forget it. Your career is over.
Well, like,
no one's
the way that
you.
I'm on this mic right here, that's how I am on mics. So if a comic has it, we all have it. It's like you're talking into. Should I wipe off the mic before I?
Well, it's too late now. We got to find the what do you call it? The host. Not the host of the show, the host of what comic put it on all the mics.
That's patient zero.
The host, they call it the host. You know where I know that from?
I don't.
The movie Outbreak.
I see that's trending.
What, the movie Outbreak?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Oh, outbreaks are trending, not the movie.
No, the movie.
Oh.
I guess people are watching it. Like,
getting all nervous. Talk up a little, please.
They're watching these movies. Listen, I just was reading this article. And it says, is it okay to tell a dirty joke at work? And it's about this woman who had this job. And she goes, she was willing to roll with the punches, anything in order to get ahead. What she didn't expect was the unrelenting sexual innuendo. And, you know, whatever, this is British. But whenever she wore red heels, one of her bosses joked about how she wasn't wearing knickers, which I don't even get. Does that mean because she has a period or something?
I have no idea.
Anyway, she's like, you know... At my job, it's almost all women, and the women are as bad as men. They just don't think they are. They just somehow think that it's more moral if they're doing it. You know, it's weird. It's like the things we say about some of the guys that come through that office.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys should bring yourself to, what do you call it? HR, you know what that stands for?
Yes.
What? Home run.
Mm-hmm.
I hit a home run with that one. Well, I got to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Dying. This.
It's probably like it would be better to get coronavirus than to go to Harrisburg. I mean, That seems like the lesser of two evils.
I tell you, it's it's a good club. They fixed it up.
Can you stop putting pictures up in this house?
No.
It's like,
What did I put up?
It's like every picture that ever has been sold at a garage sale is now in our house.
Even your family likes the pictures.
Rich, they're being polite. They're not.
No.
They're honestly like, I swear to God, they're like, he's interesting.
No.
Yes. Well, my sister's like, well, I'm glad you're married to him. Like stuff like that.
Are you kidding me? First of all,
okay, so I went to the airport.
You came home with all the snacks.
They picked up my mom and two of my sisters from Canada, right?
Yeah.
I get home. I did a full day of work. Get home, not about 9:30 in the evening. And the first thing, Rich, hi, you guys. Hey, can I get you anything?
I did say hi to everybody.
You stepped in dog shit this morning and tracked it all over the house. Do you not know when you're stepping in dog shit? I mean, how do you not know? Yeah. It was like...
No, I wasn't that gruff. Don't exaggerate.
Yeah, but what should I have done at that moment to satisfy you? The only reason you were telling me...
You should say I should be more aware.
Oh, my God. The only reason you were telling me was because all day long you're like, I can't believe I had to clean up after that bitch.
Like, no, I did stuff.
I got up at like 5:30 yesterday morning to clean the house and change all the sheets, and I washed all the floors. And I guess right before I left, because I put my boots on right before I left the house, I must have stepped in, which I didn't realize. How do you not know?
But right, it's like, next to your bed.
Well, listen to me when I tell you this. What? How do you not have any boundaries at all? Like, you just, in front of anyone, the moment something hits you, you're like, bop, 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 bop.
Oh, you're on audio two. I'm on audio one. That's why it wasn't moving. Now you talk.
Rich, stop it.
Okay. Well, I do have boundaries.
No, you don't.
I do have boundaries.
And then later, I bought Raina a computer, and you're like, I can't believe you bought her a computer. Like,
well,
again,
first
having
of all,
a fight in front of why? You no, just really want to have a fight in front
no,
of my family.
I don't want to have. Are you crazy? I don't think, one, if you're going to buy a kid a computer, that's very irresponsible. One, you go to the store and look at a couple of them. You just don't buy it online without help and talking to somebody. They'll help you set it up, you know. But no, you guys just jump online. You love going online and buying stuff. Your turn. How would you not go to the store and get it? That's what I would do.
If I went to the store, I would be like, don't talk to me. Just pack this up and hand it to me, and I'll hand you my credit card. Yeah, I don't want to be sold anything. Thank you.
Yeah, but don't you want a choice?
That's something that you like. So if you like doing it that way, by all means, do it that way. That's how you enjoy talking to salespeople and going over one thing and another thing and this and that. And you've even gone in and taken classes and whatever. That's great. I love that about you.
Do you?
You enjoy doing that. Yes. Yes, that's part of your personality.
I'm a people person.
You're, I guess, in a way. But, you know, I'm not that way. But you have a very difficult time letting people do things the way they want to do them.
It's not a good way to do it. When you're buying a $2,000 product, you shouldn't do it online. It's going to get mailed to you.
According to...
It's going to get mailed to you.
According to... You
okay? If you bought it at Apple, you drive it home. It's not being bounced around throughout the mail system, a computer. You don't know how it's being handled. You don't know if something goes wrong with it because it's being thrown.
You're absurd. You're absolutely absurd.
Why is that absurd? Would you buy fine china over online and have it mailed to you?
Well, that's a silly question.
Why is it silly?
I would never buy a fine china.
A fine china?
I would never buy china.
Why?
Fine or otherwise. Coronavirus.
Would you buy like
No, I wouldn't. I just, that's not my style. But listen,
no, something else,
they clearly sell millions and millions and millions of computers online and send them out.
Millions.
I'm sure occasionally there's a problem. Just like if you buy it in the store, there's a problem occasionally.
But there's less chance of a problem if you buy it in the store.
You're so annoying.
I'm not annoying.
You're so annoying. You are. Anything that you do and the way you do it, you think is just like the greatest. And anything anyone else does, you have an issue with. And fine. I didn't do it your way. Sorry. Do you really have
Frank Sinatra.
Do you really have... No, I don't.
You don't get it?
Oh, my way?
Yeah.
He's not the only one who sang that song, you know.
Who? He made it up.
He made it up?
Yeah, he wrote it.
I love it. Title and then made up by.
So what were you saying?
Who made up the iPhone? Did someone make that up? Who made it up?
Jews in Israel. Technology that comes out of Israel.
Oh God. It's like your brain just has like one
note.
Whatever.
Are you touching your head to
get it? Yes, I'm showing, like, it just goes, it only has one pathway. It's like all the other pathways have closed down. So it's like, it's got to get to Jews or sneakers. That's it.
Oh, sneakers now? Sneakers?
Well, you're over it?
Yeah. Hmm. I sold a bunch of pairs, made good money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. How much you make?
Made over $1,000.
Whoa. Well, new career.
If I could
It only took 7 years.
No.
So that's great.
No, I went in and sold them. If I could do that every week, can you imagine making an extra $1,000 every week? Just doing nothing, selling sneakers. People make careers out of it. There's, you know, sneaker people.
Sneaker people.
Sneaker people that, you know. I did that Comedy Cellar taping the other night, the Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
On... When I do it, Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be on the air this week or next week?
I guess it aired Friday.
Today, right?
Oh, today.
They would tell me if I made the cut, right? I guess
it'll be on your, in your email.
Oh, well, I did a couple of jokes on the topics they wanted.
I guess you didn't make the cut.
Well, I don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, because I had a great set. Oh, well. Maybe they're not using those topics. They send you 100 topics, and then subtopics and main topics and new topics the day of. Something happens in the news, another topic, you know. It's a lot of topics. I'm a table guy. I like doing the table. But the stand-up was fun. We'll see what happens. What else is going on?
I heard you killed.
Who told you that?
You did.
Oh, I did well. I went last, like usual. I always got to go last. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was funny people. Sam Morrell always does well. I don't know who else was on the show. I just saw him. And the host, John Fish, is very funny.
He's not the host of the show.
No, but he hosted that show.
Right.
Do they keep the host on?
Not generally.
Oh.
But occasionally.
But he gets paid TV money.
I don't think so. Not unless they put him on the show.
Well, if they don't put me on, I still get paid for taping it.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes the host isn't booked into the
show. Oh, they're just booked as a host.
But maybe he is. I mean, I don't know how they work, but I know in the past, some of the hosts were not, they were booked just through the Comedy Cell.
Oh.
Not through the show.
How come they haven't asked you to do it? Oh, you haven't put in the veils for it.
I've just been too busy.
Well, you have a great job now. Not like a real one. I mean, in the entertainment business, not like Starbucks.
I mean, you could say what it is. It's fine.
You're a head writer for a TV show.
But Nikki Glaser is obsessed on E, which is going to be airing, I think, in May.
You got to get on camera.
I don't want to.
Yeah, just walk through or at least and wave.
But why? Like, it's so weird. Everyone's so obsessed with being on camera.
Well, that's what sells tickets.
But I'm good at what I do.
You're great at what you do, but also getting on camera.
I don't want to.
Oh, I do. Not saying on that show. I just want to get on camera.
Oh, I know. Listen, don't act like not on that show.
Well, no, I mean, I would. I mean, I want my own show.
You've yelled at me already about...
No, I didn't yell at you. Quit exaggerating throughout the history of this podcast. People are getting used and bring... you know, uh-oh.
Well, what did you say to me about... Should we say it or no? You
no,
don't want to talk
it's not
about
even...
It?
Okay. No, because I say things, but I don't mean them like you take them.
Mm, I guess, okay.
You know.
You did say one day when, because I leave here at 8:30 and I usually get home at about 8:30. So it's a lot. It's
no, a lot longer sometimes.
Sometimes it's much later. And
I hold the fort down while you're gone.
I love it. I think you're fantastic doing that. But the other day you go, when are you going to stop being obsessed with this show? My sheets haven't been changed in 2 weeks.
Well, no. I mean, you talk about it every night. I mean, I got to, you know, whether it's good or bad, I got to, you know. It's like
I did one night talk about it a lot, and then you got
one night
about
every
it.
Night.
Well, then I stopped, didn't I?
No.
I didn't tell you anything. No, for a you. Long time. But
no, a long time. I've only been doing it a week and a half. And
I know, but I mean, there's been days where I haven't told you like the last few days.
You did. You called. You did.
Well, there was a big thing that happened.
You told me every day. You tell me something, and I don't mind.
Okay, but for like 5 minutes, it's not like
I feel like sitting home. I'm like the little, you know. Housekeeper, and you come in with your briefcase.
Okay,
after
but
a long
I spent
day.
Many years holding down the fort while you were off.
But
doing
you
stand
still,
up. And
we're both were,
on the road. Hey, yeah. No, listen. And I tried to tell you one time, like, I go, I feel like I'm just like, I've let my career go and I'm just sitting at home. And you were like, if you made more money than me, I would stay home. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't
and
care.
I don't
you said
care.
It so many times.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. But you're still not making more money than me. You will. But you're still not. I mean, I'm fucking Rich Voss.
I mean, in this period of time, I am.
It's close, believe me. Mm. It's close, I'm telling
okay,
you.
I'm going to keep track.
All right, good. Taxes.
I can't believe
we got to pay taxes coming up. You know, I sent them in. And I always say...
I know, it's like we shouldn't make money. You always do this. You go, anytime anybody makes money, you go, ooh, the taxes.
Well, because...
like, it's... You're telling yourself, don't make money because no. You're going to pay taxes.
Well, because I'm honest and I tell my accountant.
No, of course. But I'm just saying, like, you still want to make more money.
Yeah, I know I want to make more money, but I don't want, you know, it's just a pain in the ass doing the taxes, doing them. And I don't even do them. I just got to send all the details and my accountant does them. But it's a pain in the neck, you know.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
Your skin looks so like 1,000 times better from when you quit eating dairy. I'm not kidding.
I still every now and then have a piece of chocolate or something or cookie.
It's very, very noticeable to me.
No, that's the positive side effects to the coronavirus. Your skin is glowing and your inside is.
You look 10 years younger.
No, I don't.
You really do.
If I shaved my goatee, I'd look younger.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I'd have a nice, clear face.
You look good.
Thank you. And I got my hair cut the other day.
Mm-hmm, I know.
I do a lot, you know, during the day when you're gone. I, you know, laundry and then this and that.
Did you fold the laundry?
No, I did laundry. I didn't fold it.
Oh.
I folded my stuff.
Oh. I noticed that.
I can't be folded. No, I didn't fold my stuff. Some of it I took upstairs because I had a pack for Harrisburg. Next week we're doing a Crease for Kids tour.
But you don't unload the dishwasher. Those are some jobs you don't do.
I haven't got around to that yet. I did. I think once I did.
Oh. No, I get up early and do. I still do my stuff. Yeah.
I know.
You haven't had to wash any floors.
No, I was out filling the groundhog hole with dirt the other day with a shovel. And
you gotta get
that
guy to take that.
No, I keep it there for a while.
No, it's fine now.
You don't know if it's fine. You don't know that.
Allie's gonna go in there.
No, she's not.
She almost went in today.
Well, they don't let her. Take her out the back, not the front. That's why we have a backyard.
I took her for a walk this morning.
Yeah, say don't. No.
Yeah. How do I do it?
No, don't go in there. No.
Don't go. I mean, how do you go?
No, don't go.
Don't. Oh, I can't get it.
Don't go.
Don't.
See? You'll get it. Are you doing? I can't believe Bonnie's going to Mean Girls on Sunday and didn't tell me.
Going to see a Broadway show.
How many people?
I asked you when I booked the tickets.
Tickets for five people?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. Online.
For their birthdays. Because I never buy them birthday presents.
Oh. Well, I don't think I would want to go with five ladies and a kid, four ladies and a kid to Mean Girls.
Well, then I guess that's why you said no.
Yeah, probably. And I'm driving home from Harrisburg. Either I'll stay Saturday night or drive home Saturday night. Maybe stop at the casino in Bethlehem. Who knows? Just to give the guy from Ohio some more ammo to come at me. Has he said, what are you doing?
I'm looking for those tickets.
What, don't they send them to you? They're online? You didn't print them?
No, I didn't print them. It was just in my email.
You got to print them out. You don't want to get there without tickets.
Well, you can just go there and show them your...
Well, can you please do that later?
Here it is. Mean Girls. Five orchestra tickets.
That had to be like over $1,000.
No, it wasn't that much. 607.
Have you got any Instagrams or anything from Ohio, from my stalker?
Yes.
You got another one?
Two more. And I just ignore them.
Why don't you block them, like I said?
I don't know. Seems like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work to block somebody?
Listen, just why does everyone try to tell me to do stuff?
If somebody was saying negative stuff about you nonstop, I'd block them. That's what I would do.
Then I think you should do that if that's what...
Oh, so you don't want to stick up for your husband. You probably write back, yeah, you're right about this. Yeah, you do. You write back. People think you're the person from Ohio.
I know. A couple times I thought it too. I was like, am I writing these?
Well.
I think it is somebody we know.
It's no one we know.
It's weird.
Whatever. We're only at 21 minutes. We're only going to do.
That's because you don't have any.
We kept bringing stuff up. I'm waiting for you. You haven't brought up one thing. All you do is say what's wrong with me.
That's what the whole podcast is. You want to do a different kind of podcast? What do you want to do? Talk about current events?
No, we did. We opened up with the coronavirus. You know, so. You know, we got Houston at the end of the month.
I know, Skankfest.
Boy, no one's flying anywhere. I think South by Southwest, so many people aren't going. And they're going to premiere... Pete Davidson movie there. But I think a lot of the industry people aren't going to South by Southwest.
Oh, nobody's flying. Well, yeah, people are not flying.
That's not true because I flew home from Arizona and the plane was packed.
Well,
a
friend of mine told me that she was doing some shoot and the people that were supposed to do it wouldn't fly in for it. So... I mean, there's some people in the industry that have stopped flying.
Well, when I flew home from Arizona, it was packed on the standby list.
Uh-huh.
I was...
For upgrading?
For upgrade. I was 16.
Why that?
This is a million-mile flyer that booked so far in advance, and I'm 16 on the upgrade
list.
Who's
getting ahead of you?
I don't know.
Well, now you go, oh, okay, so I'm in group one.
Yeah.
Right? Group one is actually group four because then they go, okay, so if you have kids, go ahead. If you have any kind of like...
Military?
A handicap or something like in a wheelchair, go ahead. Okay, if you're military, go ahead. If you're a 1K or something like that, what's that?
I don't know. It's United bullshit.
Okay, yeah. Then you get to go. And then there's another one like global...
Yeah.
Passenger. Well, then they
global warning.
Global warming.
Warming.
And then it's group one.
I know. Yeah, you're the fifth one. Line for group one is so long that anybody could be group one now.
Yeah.
If you have a credit card and you buy everything on your fucking United card or whatever.
That's what I do.
you're, you know, they don't care about flying. They care about how much money you spend on their fucking credit card. You know, I've been with United, like I've said on this podcast, since they were People's Express. They were People's Express and Continental, and now United, who just came, in my opinion, and I think Continental was the owner still, but United, all their people get the perks before the Continental people. What is 1K and Global? Global is something you pay for, I think. I don't know. What's 1K? Over 100,000 miles a year, probably. That's 1K.
Hmm. I don't know, because it's even different than like when you go, it's, you know, what do you call it? When you go to check in, they have a separate thing for it.
For 1K?
Mm-hmm.
I hooked you up with Clear. I bought you Clear. Do you like that?
Sure. It's wonderful.
You don't wait online. You go right through.
I mean, the thing is it's like, okay, now, because not everybody signed up for it. But once everybody signed up for it, then that's going to be like anything else. It's like, it's the way that having
TSA approved, pre-approved.
Like if you have status, you can go through that line. Now everyone has status, so everyone goes through that line. It's like the same as going through the regular line.
Well, it's going to take a while, at least a year, for everybody to catch up with Clear. Because people don't want to give their, I don't care. I'm not hiding anything, but now the government is really can really track you now.
Oh yeah.
Do, you know, fingerprints, eyes. You can't do a crime nowadays and not get caught.
People do still.
They barely. Well, this.
You know why? Because it's like a data dump, and so it's like you still have to sift through all that nonsense. You have to know where to look.
Well, I listen to Dateline all the time in the car. The technology they have.
Well, how come people still go free? How come they're still putting people who didn't commit the crimes in
there? They executed a guy from Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And then found out that he was innocent?
No. Well, what happened was three cops came to his house for some reason. He didn't know. He answers the door. They come in. And there's another guy in there. And he just kills the three cops. Now, the guy that opened the door had, so they say, had no idea. He didn't even know the cops were coming. And they charged him with, you know, murder too, and they executed
him. Wow! For opening the door.
And they walked in, and it was his house, and the guy that shot him, the cops said he had nothing to do with this. He knew nothing about it, and they still prosecuted him, executed him. I don't know what really happened. That's just what I heard on the radio, one side. I don't know the other side of the story.
That was on a Nightline? Or
no, that was on just, you know, a story on CNN.
Oh. Well, people go to prison all the time for shit they didn't do. So how good is this technology?
Well,
and
a lot of people,
when you're getting like the DNA and all that, those aren't even regulated. Those are just places that pop up. You could open tomorrow a place that does.
No, they
testing.
go through the real system.
Not really.
Through.
No, they don't.
Through the FBI.
No, they don't. No, they do not.
Yeah, the FBI has a database of.
Well, the FBI may also have its own thing, but
there's not a DNA store.
It's like a blood splatter expert is just a guy who's like
an expert.
I guess I'm pretty good at it.
No, he's a blood, or she is, but
no,
a
it's
blood
not a
splatter.
Science. It's an art. It's different.
How do you know? You don't know anything about blood splatter.
No, I know I don't, but I could become a blood splatter expert tomorrow.
You don't know. You might have to go to 4 years of college.
No, you don't.
Look it up on your phone. Schooling for blood splatter expert. And that's just a blood splatter. That's not the
DNA. It's just somebody is like, oh, he testifies in one case about blood splatter. Next thing you know, he's a blood splatter expert. No, you don't. I'm telling you.
Oh, I don't know any blood splatter experts, but that's just the blood splatter. That's not the DNA. They're just saying how the person,
they put people away for shit.
They're saying what angle the person was shot at. You know, sometimes they could look at the blood splatter and know it's impossible for a left-handed person to shoot on this side of the person because they're left-handed or right-handed and the bullet came in on the left side or the right side.
Listen to this. Most bloodstain pattern analysis have at least an associate's degree from a community college or a bachelor's degree from a college or university. Employers who seek analysts with bachelor's degrees often prefer candidates who hold degrees in criminal justice forensic science. You don't need to.
That's just a blood splatter. That's just saying how the person was murdered. You know,
I'm just saying angles. It's like, it's not this, it's, you know, you watch these shows where it's like, oh, I'm a blood splatter expert and this is how it happened. It's like, they don't really know. Even the people that like are talking about like how, you know, it bounced off of this tower and that tower, they're just guessing. They're all just kind of guessing.
No, they're not guessing.
It's
they're
not doing, science. They're...
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not.
Okay. I would love to get a blood splatter expert on the show, but we've never had a guest, so.
Oh, no, we did. Remember? People hated it.
No, they loved it. Who, when I did the rodent guy?
The rodent guy. People were like, don't ever do it again. People were like, why did I listen to this?
There was so much knowledge they got about rodents.
Oh, well, maybe there's knowledge about blood splatter.
I'm getting hungry. What can I have to eat before I leave? You're famous with your avocado toast, how you make it.
I made it for my sister and I this morning. But if you want me to make it for you, I will.
Yeah, what are you going to throw on it besides avocado? You have
For you?
Yeah.
Sometimes I even put a little cheese on it. That seems weird with avocado and cheese. But
it's not real cheese.
No, not real cheese.
What is that? A lot of, you know,
it's made from cashews, I believe.
I saw a thing online about Beyond Burgers, all the chemicals and what's in them.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think those are healthy. That's like a treat once in a while.
That's why I have black bean burgers.
Those are probably pretty good for you.
Yeah. A lot of beans in them.
Mm-hmm.
Corn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a black bean burger guy. Not too many options when you don't eat meat.
There's a lot of options. And you eat gluten, so a lot of that gluten, you know, fake meat, it tastes and looks has the texture of meat.
I'm saying if you go to a restaurant, you want to order dinner or at a comedy club, there might be one thing you could have, salmon, if you're lucky, or whatever. You know, if you eat fish, I eat fish. I don't eat meat. And, you know, I try not to eat dairy, so... You know, what the fuck? There's not a lot of options.
Yeah.
You know.
Eat a lot of potatoes.
It's not good for you. Too much. Bobby's losing. I think Bobby lost like 30 pounds.
Wow.
Or at least 25.
What's he doing?
Huh?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Whole Foods, I heard.
Huh?
I think he's on a Whole Foods.
What's Whole Foods?
You only eat Whole Foods. You don't eat anything processed.
Well, he doesn't eat. He cut out, I think, carbs, dairy. I don't know, but he's doing well. Sugar, you know, and that's good, you know.
Well, the thing is, and everyone knows this, but it's not about doing it for 2 weeks or 6 weeks to like lose weight. It's about figuring something out for yourself that you can live with forever. So. You know, if eating healthy, you like these four things, eat those four things for the rest of your life. Doesn't matter. It's just like, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to eat this and then go back to eating pizzas and, you know.
I could go for a slice of pizza. I'll tell you that.
Those Daiya pizzas are so good.
They're so gross. It's unbelievable. That
D-A-I-Y-A. They're vegan and gluten-free. That company is... I don't get paid to say that, but D-A-I-Y-A. They're mac and cheese. Great. It's all gluten-free and vegan. It's like heaven.
Their pizza I like, even though I don't like it, because I'm still...
It's so good. Why do you not like it?
Because I want real pizza.
First of all, gluten-free pizza is good because you don't need gluten in pizza crust. It's actually better without it.
They should make the cauliflower pizza... with a fake cheese. They don't
I can make you one because I got the fake cheese crumbles and then, or what do they call it? Shreds?
Shredded.
Shredded fake cheese. And
no, but I'll have mine with the crumbles.
And the cauliflower crust. I can make that for you.
When?
Whenever you want.
That's probably a little better. You know, I don't know.
I mean,
I eat that pizza.
Cheese tastes better than regular cheese. It's
that's
like
gotta
I eat
be.
It. I get it. I get that same feeling when I eat. You know, it's like where you can't stop eating it. It's
that's
like
got to
so
be
good.
Chemicals too.
Well, it's processed for sure.
We should fool around down here while your family's upstairs.
Yeah, leave the mics on so people can hear how horrifying it is. My screams.
It's not horrifying.
People can hear my cry.
The last time we did it. Remember that?
Yeah, I've tried to block it out, but I do remember, yeah.
I'm hungry now. I got to drive. We got to get through 5 more minutes of this. But I mean, this isn't a bit.
I don't know why you want to keep doing the podcast if you hate it so much.
I don't hate it at all. I like it. It's just that you never bring up any topics. I always have to bring up the topics. Go ahead. You go. Go.
Okay.
I got a call from Roland.
Uh-huh.
Because I got to do radio next week. So he calls me and goes, yeah, have you been to any other countries lately?
Why?
Because they don't want you in the building.
Oh.
And I said, I don't even want to leave my house, more or less, in another country.
Don't go then.
No,
I'm
going to go.
What day is that you're going?
Tuesday morning.
Oh, I got to get my family to the airport somehow.
Just going to work late.
I guess. But it's getting a little tricky. Although I got a text from Nikki today. I said, very positive, lovely email. Text, I mean.
So I got a call from Roland. He said, have you been to any other countries? Which I haven't. And I said, no. I go, I do, whenever I do see a Chinese person, I walk up and lick them, but I've been doing that for years.
I mean, it's not really Chinese. They're getting a grip on it. It's South Koreans. That's.
Oh, it is?
And Iranians.
No.
Uh-huh. So it's spread to other countries.
Italy.
France is pretty bad.
Italy. Not Israel. You don't hear anything happening in Israel.
They're probably just keeping a lock on that shit.
Someone came up with, from Israel, a mask that kills viruses before it gets through the mask. Like those people that wear those masks mm-hmm. don't do anything.
Yeah, I can't imagine. On the cruise, when I was on the cruise, I went on the Practical Joke.
I saw Sal the other night. He goes, did she have fun? I go, they had a blast. They loved it. He goes, I didn't see her once on the cruise.
I was talking to him and he didn't recognize me. I go Bonnie, and then he was like, hey, and then I could tell he didn't know. I go, comedian. He goes, what are you just pointing out everybody's job? Like, he thought I was saying comedian about him. I was saying it about me. I was like, comedian Bonnie. Like, he was like, what are you just pointing out everyone's job? Like, no, I don't think of you as a comedian.
He's funny. He's on fire.
No, I know that movie's doing great,
and he's got another TV show. And
but anyway, on that cruise, people were wearing masks, and then at the buffet, you're like, "What? If you're eating from the buffet, you idiot!" I went and punched her in the face.
It was one person, just one with a mask.
No, you said, there was lots of people with masks. So stupid. But then they're like taking them off and drinking and putting them on, and you know, there's a woman I got on the plane and to go to L.A. This was however long ago, and. She was sitting next to me. She had a mask, and I looked up and I saw the mask, and she goes, I'm not sick. She goes, it's preventative. And I go, yeah, I figured, but I still think you're an idiot. And then lots of people got on the plane with masks, but then she was just sitting there with the mask off eating and stuff. It's like,
well, one guy, they wouldn't let on a plane because he had a gas mask.
Oh,
people
God.
Were nervous.
What a dummy.
He had a gas mask.
Stay home.
With the filters and stuff.
What a dummy. Oh my God, can you imagine just getting on with like a hazmat suit?
I'm going to get on with a Halloween mask. I'm going to get on with like
a guy.
I'm going to go on like Nixon.
Well, I guess in China, the masks, they sold out. You couldn't even get one.
You can't get hand sanitizer. It's tough to find that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my hands are so dry from a hand sanitizer. It's like,
I know, I have hand sanitizer in my car.
And I've been washing my hands so much, like at work and stuff. This woman's in the bathroom at work, just washing.
Look at this. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
What?
All right, we got to wrap this up. This week I'll be in Harrisburg. I don't know. Bonnie, what do you got coming up?
I don't know.
All right.
I have another show at Gotham. March 25th, I have a show at Gotham.
All right, see you later. Creeps for Kids Tour. I told the story when I was backstage at the Oscars and I saw Dustin Hoffman talking to Barbara Streisand, and I cut in between him with my back to Barbara Streisand.
Oh my God.
And I go to Dustin Hoffman. I go, I also played Lenny. Like on that TV, I compared my dumb fucking four lines to his Oscar nominee before. So sometimes you don't know what to say in the last second, you know, all you do kind of know is what their body of work, like this crazy guy in Ohio or Chicago, wherever the fuck, I don't even remember.
He only knows my body of work.
No, I'm just.
I don't even remember. Is it Ohio?
Where's he? Ohio? Is it Ohio?
I don't pay attention to these things. You know, I don't.
It's Ohio.
People say stuff to me. I don't even know.
I don't remember. And they know my body of work, but that's not true too, because we've done really in depth.
What if you find
in
out
depth
it's me?
Interviews? It probably is.
It might be me.
You can't write to yourself on Instagram, can you?
Hey, dopey-do, you really?
Dopey-do?
You can't make another account?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Oh, and then they somehow know?
No. This person has two accounts.
All right, I'm going to wrap this up and go buy a blanket.
Terrific.
Any gigs coming up? West Side Comedy Club? Oh, you did that one.
I did that. That was great.
Yeah, I heard you. I saw a nice picture of you and all the open micers.
Uh-huh.
Your crew.
Yeah.
What? Anything else? You're going on that cruise, Impractical Joker cruise.
Oh, yeah. I leave at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
When do you leave? Where are you going to park? At that place we park?
I say, this is... Let's do another 10 minutes on parking before we go. What do you say?
Huh?
Then when somebody writes about they don't like the parking, you can then... We'll have a rebuttal for, and I like to talk about parking. I think it's important. If you're going to the airport.
I found a better parking place. They valet your car.
Wow.
You pull up. It's right around the corner.
I don't feel like learning something new.
No.
I'm just going to do that. Jiffy.
Take a good look at that.
I can just do Jiffy on my computer.
Oh, why don't you tell them where you're putting your car?
Hey guys, I'm putting my car in Jiffy. The license plate, it's a Kia. The license plate.
You wouldn't know the license plate?
488.
You don't even know the first letter. No one does.
N.
N for nothing. Let's see if ask Raina real quick before we leave. Raina, what are you expecting to do on this? What are you expecting to do on this cruise? Like, what are you looking forward to, or what do you expect out of it?
I don't answer stupid questions.
It's not a stupid question. She bombed on stage last night. I didn't bomb. She didn't have anything.
Oh, my God.
She just came. She
oh,
didn't
my have, God.
What?
Stage, Dad. Relax.
No, but...
I only came for the money.
Yeah, but she didn't do... She, like, this was her answer.
Listen, if he's going to pay you to get up there, you better do something.
Should I
straighten
or curl my hair?
Straighten.
Really?
Yeah, because then it'll last overnight.
What is the main thing you want to do on this boat? It's not a stupid question.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you for hanging in there.
Next Friday's Valentine's Day.
Please don't write long messages.
I don't
about
care.
What's
hey,
wrong
listen.
With Rich on my Instagram, yeah, or I'll have to block you. Yeah. I'll have to block you.
Fucking.
It's probably Raina. Raina, are you. Do you have an Instagram account that's something from Ohio?
Listen, I'm going to go play. Fuck, I'm going to get lottery tickets right now. I won the other day. I'm going to go get lottery tickets. And
listen,
you know what I'm going to do?
Here's the thing about lottery. If I win, I play. Here's how I break it down.
You know what I'm going to do this week when you're gone?
What?
One night I might go out to the casino in Pennsylvania.
Lose all the money that you can. Who cares? All
right, I can?
Yes.
Well, I got a rebate check coming. From my health insurance, since we have new health insurance.
Fantastic. Look at that. You won the lottery right there.
Bye.
All right. I don't know what gigs
are. As annoying to you as he is to me. But
I can't wait till Bonnie leaves again.
Please write long messages about what's wrong with me on Rich's. Yeah. So he can feel.
No, they do, and I
oh, do they?
And I delete them. I don't remember because I delete them.
They were so long ago. They're so infrequent.
No, they're not. I get them all the time. How bitchy and close-minded and yap 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 and I just block them.
It doesn't bother you because listen. I do think I'm bitchy on this podcast. Number one. Number two.
Talentless.
Close-minded. Who cares?
You do. If you got those, you'd lose your mind.
No, Rich, you've never seen me lose my mind over people I don't know. Think about it. It's never happened.
I'm glad to have you back home. So, goodbye. RichVoss.com, CreepsWithKidsTour.com. We got tour dates coming up. Last night was Richfield Playhouse. I want to thank everybody for coming out. It was a great show. Friday was great. Saturday, Colin Quinn filled in for Florentine. It was great. Great audiences, great theater. Creepswithkids.com. Creepswithkids.com. See our upcoming tour dates. I got Bananas Comedy Club coming up in 2 weeks in New Jersey. Thank you for listening. I'm done with you, Ohio. Go fuck yourself. You don't know me. Good night. As early as 2001, as early as 18 years ago. I mean, that's not really early.
What do you mean?
She was going, and he did this as early as 2001.
18 years ago. He was 39. Or 29.
I don't think.
Sorry. When he did that. Thing. It's not like he was a kid.
I don't think by any stretch he's racist or any of that stuff. And I don't think. When he was doing an Arab person, not a...
Right.
I don't think he was doing this, going, oh, this is vicious or this is mean. He just wasn't aware. Some people, 18 years ago...
The blackface, I don't see how you could not be aware.
In Canada...
I knew.
No, in Canada... Oh, yeah, how about when you were in fourth grade?
That I dressed up in a Halloween costume as a Chinese person who worked in the rice paddies.
In fourth grade? Can you think if they went in?
Yep. And I had the hat and the little, you know, the Nehru collar jacket and stuff. And I might have had pointy shoes.
You had fake teeth? Big teeth?
I don't remember. I think I might have had fake teeth and the braids. Not one person was like, this is a little inappropriate. It was like a Halloween costume. And I think people thought like, oh, look, she researched. It was like educational almost. You know, when I told my mama I wanted to do it, she was like, great, go look in some encyclopedias and let's see what we need to do.
Can you imagine if they try to take you down for a costume in fourth grade?
I think Halloween costumes should be kind of like.
You should make them yourself anyhow.
I remember, I'm sure I told this story, but.
Probably.
I was at a, this was 2001 or 2002. I'm not sure. People that dressed up as the Twin Towers with the plane going in. Two people both dressed up as a tower and held hands walking down the street. I think flames were coming out of it. And people were, because in LA, you walk down Santa Monica Boulevard in your costume. And people were just, it was like, there was like, you know, it was like cheering and happy. And then they would come and people would just completely walk to the opposite sides of the street, like giving them the birth of just letting them just like, and you could see that they knew they made a mistake, but they were like, well, now we have to walk to the end and walk back. Like
they could have just taken the costumes off and left them on the ground.
They kind of had this like resolve in their faces, like, well, we spent all this time making them.
All right. Well, listen.
I mean, people make mistakes. You know, like they're probably, this is what I thought about them. They're probably like getting high and drinking, and somebody came up with the idea and they were like, that is hilarious. That's so great. And then they made them without like talking to anyone or thinking about it too deeply. And then the minute they got out of their car and put their costumes on, they were like, do you know what I mean? Like
the plane bailed out.
Yeah,
the plane said, "I can't do this,
guys. I'm going home." I was with Ian Bagg. We were both like,
All right. Anyhow, look at creepswithkids.com. Get your tickets. The tour starts in October. Creepswithkids.com. Get tickets for the tour. Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston. Creepswithkids.com. So long, Bonnie. This week I'll be in Cuyahoga Falls too at the Funny Farm. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com. Cuyahoga Falls. Creepswithkids.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.